Hey, moms, welcome to episode 21 of the From Parking Spot podcast. Today, I have Patsy Burnett, and she is from Insta Encouragements. And today, she's going to be talking about the transformative power of God's Word with some great resources for your kids and for you. Stay tuned. Hello, moms. Welcome to the From Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock. And be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hello and welcome, moms. Welcome to episode 21 of the Front Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. Today, I have Patsy Burnett. She is a blessing and she is going to bless you, mamas. We have so many great tidbits for you. Patsy is a wife, mom of four, and grandmother to three. She lives in by me in the Atlanta metropolitan area with her husband of 43 years and Ellie the cat. She has penned three books, The Heart That Heals, Sweeter Than Honey, and 16 Names of God. And in addition to nearly a dozen Bible studies, Patsy retired from Starbucks Coffee Company, where she served as a coffee master barista trainer and a supervisor. She's an above average black coffee drinker, a dark chocolate connoisseur, and she currently serves as a content manager for InstantEncouragements.com, an online community dedicated to uplifting one another in their faith journey with Jesus Christ. Patsy, I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I am so glad to be here.
Yay. And we have been chatting and she has some such great resources and nuggets for moms. So Patsy, share with the moms what you have on your heart today for them.
So today I want to very quickly deep dive into the transformative power of God's Word, especially for young moms who are navigating the journey of faith alongside their little ones and intentionally investing in their spiritual growth. And if you are listening to this podcast and you're ready to equip yourself with the tools to dive into the Word of God in a relevant and meaningful way, you've come to the right place. I want to introduce you to two incredible resources that will not only fuel your spiritual growth, but also impact the spiritual journey of your kiddos. First up, I have a fantastic freebie for you. When this podcast is over, you can head to the show notes or you can head over to our Instagram, Insta Encouragements, and click on the link in our bio and download Gospel-Centered Resources for Little Hearts and Minds. And this is a free download created by a mom just like you that will guide you to resources that will help you instill the truths of the gospel in the hearts and minds of the little ones you care for. You'll find gospel-centered resources in the forms of books, music, and even podcasts specially designed for your children. Next, I want to encourage you, Mama, to be intentional about Bible study by introducing you to Sweeter Than Honey, a 365-day devotional journey. This devotional and Bible study itinerary will take you on a journey through God's Word in chronological order of book authorship, starting with the book of Job. And this is such a unique approach to the Bible, offering you fresh insights and deeper understanding as you walk through Scripture. You can even read January for free and join a private Facebook group for additional support and community. And I believe those links will also be in the podcast notes. And let me just share with you a personal story. So probably like many of you, I committed to reading through the Bible from cover to cover countless times, only to fall short. And I usually fell short in Leviticus. Yes, you know.
Yep. But
All the
in 2020, yes. But 2020, I did something different, and the results were incredible. I embarked on a one-year chronological order of book authorship reading plan as I was writing Sweeter Than Honey. And toward the end of my writing schedule, as I reached the last chapters of Revelation, it was like a light went on in my head. And for the first time, I saw God's redemptive plan in its completion play out from Genesis to Revelation. And on that last day of my writing schedule, I read the words, "It is done!" exclamation point. And when I read that, my mind immediately went back to Genesis, where after creation, God said, "It is good." And not just "it is good," he said, "It is very good." And of course, we know that mankind messed that up. And so in the pivotal point of human history and the pivotal point of the Bible and the Gospel of John, as Christ hangs there on the cross for my sin and for your sin, he said, "It is finished." So on that very last day, I saw, "It is good. It is finished. It is done!" exclamation point. And right now, you and I are somewhere between that "it is finished" and "it is done." And I can't wait to hear those words, "It is done!" exclamation point. Yes, Sweeter Than Honey, it's not just a book. It's a companion for your daily walk with God. It's a place where you can settle in with His Word, expecting to glean wisdom and guidance for each day. Even on our busiest day, we can carve out time to focus on what truly matters. So I want to encourage you, Mama, grab a friend, grab an accountability partner, and let's dig deep into God's Word together. It's His love letter to us, and it's just waiting ready to transform our lives and the lives of those around us, including our little ones. The scripture reading and devotional found in Sweeter Than Honey will meet you right where you are and guide you on a journey to know God better in this special season of life where you find yourself today. So that's two resources, gospel-centered resources for your little hearts and minds, and Sweeter Than Honey, a 365-day devotional. And lastly, I want to leave you with this. So I recently attended a ladies' conference, and the theme of that conference was from Colossians 3. It was about putting off and putting on, but it was also about who we are in Christ. And Colossians 3:12 tells us that we are chosen, we are holy, and we are beloved. We are chosen by God, we are beloved by God, and therefore we should be holy as God is holy. And when I think of these attributes that God says we are, chosen, holy, and beloved, when we think about that and we read through Colossians 3, we find that there are things we are supposed to put off in order to be holy like God is holy, and things we are to put on. Colossians 3:8 tells us we are to put off anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. And Colossians 3:12 tells us we are to put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. But what really caught my attention in this conference was when we went into a breakout session where we were encouraged to think about the things that we personally needed to put off and put on. And for me, my mind wandered back a page or so in my Bible to Philippians 4:13, a verse that holds immense power and wisdom. And it says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." And I have found in my own life that I have to constantly, daily put off independence and put on dependence. I can easily get up and go through my entire day without considering God and my plans. I can make my own plans and not consider Him. And that is not dependence, that is independence. So at first glance, it's easy for us to focus on the empowering declaration of self-sufficiency found in that first part of Philippians 4:13. I can do all the things. And sometimes I want to live there. I can do all the things. It instills a sense of independence and capability, reminding us of our potential to overcome challenges and achieve our goals. And left to itself, it is the world's motto. It's what the world wants us to focus on. I can do all the things. But when we dive deeper into that verse, we uncover a profound truth embedded in the latter part of that verse. Through him who strengthens me. I cannot do all the things through me, but I can do all the things through him who strengthens me. And herein lies the heart of the matter. While we may possess inner strength and determination, it is through God's empowerment that our abilities are truly magnified. Our journey of faith is about recognizing our inherent dependence on the one who breathes life into our souls and infuses us with his strength. So in a world that glorifies self-reliance, let's remember that our true fulfillment and sustenance come from surrendering to the loving embrace of our Creator. Our souls crave the nourishment that only He can provide, and it's in acknowledging our dependence on Him that we find our ultimate source of strength and reliance. And I want you just to know today, Mama, God sees you. He sees you, friend. He knows you by name. He cares about every single detail of your life. And he is inviting you to dive deeper into his word, to find what your soul was created to crave, to learn more about him, to learn dependence rather than independence. So I hope you'll accept that invitation and watch as he transforms your heart and the hearts of your little ones.
Oh, Patsy, I love that. And I love what you said, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because when I'm talking to women too, I tell them the same thing that you're saying, like, it's not stuff, it's not cars, it's not money, it's not a person in your life, it's not your husband, it's not your bigger house. He creates us that we need him. We need him in our heart. And nothing will ever make you truly happy. The only thing that truly brings happiness is Christ, because he builds us that way. And we are wired that way, that we need him guiding everything. It doesn't matter how much money, anything, the stuff, the emotions are fleeting, but God is constant. And he drives us to places we need to go. And if we have him in our heart, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I love that word. I love your resources that you're offering the moms. Patsy, this is great. We will have all that in the show notes. And I love all that and all of your books and your Sweeter Than Honey and the beautiful resources that you have for Little Hearts and Minds. Thank you so much for being with us today. It has been a blessing having you.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And what we can do is just the transformative power of God's word. And that's what we pray for you mamas and your children and your families. Thanks for being here today.
Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and he wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.